are so infatuated with being perfect and doing the best program, the best diet, where the reality is if we just work towards that goal and learn to be consistent with something to where you're like, all right, this isn't that hard.
Right.
A month later, you're like, I've been doing this for a month and I've been really good with it. What's next? And they build confidence. We don't build confidence with this sort of thing. People dive into something that they've dove into every year for the last 20 years and they're not successful, then they take the same approach. Take a different approach.
But also, I think it's for beginners, there's also an intimidation factor. So, you know, you walk, you go to a gym and you walk in and it's, you see people that are super in shape or like way where you want to be, and you don't feel, as you said, you don't have the confidence. Sometimes it's enough just to send you right out of there.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, any in shape person, any good person I've ever come around who's in this industry doesn't care about what the other person is doing in there. Like, I don't look, if I look at someone out of shape in the gym and I see them, I'm almost more impressed that they had the guts and the will to make a change.
Exactly.
And I understand as a professional in the industry that it's probably a tough decision for them to get in there, and I almost admire them as being a very brave, strong person.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Any person out there is going to look at you and go, that guy looks terrible.
They're assholes.
Yeah, they're...
I mean, but that's... I'm saying, I mean, maybe I've had to deal with that type of thing going into certain, like, bodybuilding gyms or other type of strongman gym where it's, like, very specific. It's like, clearly I don't belong, but it's I don't give a shit if I belong because I'm there for myself.
Listen, that guy who can squat 1,000 pounds has plenty wrong with him or her or whatever it might be. There's probably areas that they're not, you know, so...
They're mentally ill. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Or, you know, maybe they're having problems with their... You know, no one's perfect. That's my whole point. I just think everyone's got to lighten up over this a little bit.
I agree.
I think going into the New Year's, I think you want to use the word resolution. Your New Year's resolution should be to expect that perfection is just not an option.
Yeah.
And that maybe they should take a little bit of a different approach, and maybe they should allow themselves some wiggle room to fall off and not get so down on yourself. And I think if someone could recognize when they make a mistake and say, you know what, that wasn't the plan and I didn't do that, but I'm recognizing that wasn't a plan and I'm recognizing how that made me feel. I feel pretty bad and now I'm going to just jump back on it. I think the more we do that, it's like in life. It's like when you make a mistake, you recognize it and you move on and you learn from it. So I think that's what we need to do more.